As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, please disconnect at this time. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Terry. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the GNSO, the GAC GNSO call on the 11th of February. And on the call, we have Manal Ismail, Anna Nevesh, Suzanne Radel, Jonathan Robinson, Mikey O'Connor, and for staff, we have Marika Cornett, Olof Nordling, and we have rather a strange situation today because our new staff member, Terry Agnew, that I'd like to introduce you to, is actually the operator on this call, and next week she will be part of our temporary secretarial staff for the GNSO.
Oh, welcome, Terry.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
That's great. Very cool. This is Mikey. That's
Thank
excellent
you.
News.
This is all of the gravitational pull of
ICANN. Yeah.
That's right.
Super. Absolutely super.
I'm very excited.
Oh, we're glad to have you. That's terrific news.
Okay, so it's Jonathan speaking. Welcome, everyone, and especially Terry. It's interesting that we've managed to pull you into our little vortex, which is great news. I have to first acknowledge my co-chair, Manal, who, without whom I think we would have a substantially less structured and organized agenda and meeting. So really, thanks, Manal, for getting us on track ahead of this. I think it does highlight, for me, the challenge of sure we keep the momentum in between meetings, because very easy something else goes on in between. So if I could ask all of you to help us, your co-chairs and those holders of the pens in the work stream, to try and nudge us along. We're all pretty committed to trying to achieve something, but it's very easy to have 101 distractions in between meetings. I guess before we start, it's appropriate just to ask if there are any comments or questions about the agenda, and then we'll proceed to work our way through it. Okay, so seeing none, I think we'll proceed then directly on with this. Our first objective is one we started off with at the last meeting, which was to attempt to sign off the charter. And bearing in mind at that point, we will then distribute it back to our respective organizations, indicating that this is the charter that the group has settled on. Are there any comments or questions or on the charter before we proceed to sign off on it? So we don't have a formal process for dealing with this, and I think probably the most logical way to do it in my mind is just to ask if anyone objects or would like to abstain from signing off on the charter. If not, we'll record that those of you that who are present have voted to support the sign off of the charter. So anyone would like to object to signing off the charter? Anyone like to abstain from signing off on the charter? All right, so I think we can record that everyone on the call has supported the charter, and this has received a good airing on the workgroup mailing list and has been up for discussion on at least a couple of occasions previously. So I feel we've done it justice. And with that, Mikey, thank you for all of your help on this, and Suzanne, I know you were involved as well. So let's agree that if you could provide us with a clean copy, Mikey, we'll PDF it, turn it into a PDF format, and circulate that to our respective groups. Great stuff. Thanks, Mikey. Our next item deals with the day-to-day work track. And really, as you all know, we have two different tracks of work. One deals with essentially how we might best manage day-to-day interaction or regular interaction between the GNSO and the GAC, and the second one, specifically effective interaction between the GAC and the GNSO PEP process. So first off, in item two, we talk about the day-to-day work track. And we have a working document that was circulated, I think, prior to our previous conference call even, and that provides us really with a structure through which we can work. And I guess that's really our working document. I'll pause for a moment in case there's any comments on this, and I'm possibly aware that we may not have had a lot of time to look in this room, but is there anyone who would like to make any comments or indicate anything about this, our working document?
Jonathan, perhaps it's all of here, just a few introductory words, perhaps. It may look a bit complex, the whole thing, but it's really a rather simple process rather than anything else, consisting of first trying to identify what kind of objectives or expectations we do have from both sides, and agreeing on that, then considering what options are there for liaison function or anything similar to simplify the day-to-day interaction. And then matching the two, trying to see which one fulfills the objectives and expectations the best, and then selecting that one. So a simple four-step process. It may look a bit overwhelming if you start looking at the first page only, but it's really the idea to find out, do we agree that these are the objectives and expectations, first of all? And secondly, well, what are the options? And trying to match them to each other and then to make a decision on that basis. While you're watching it, so just a few words of introduction.
Yeah, thanks, Olaf. And I don't propose to go on a detailed walkthrough but it does help to, I mean, I know you and Marika diligently prepared this, and essentially it's analogous to the work on the PDP work track, where we try to put it into some kind of tabular form, which helps assist in any decision making on it. So my sense is that this is something we've got to pick up more or less offline for the moment. We haven't really taken it any further. So Suzanne, your hand is up. Let's see if you have any comments or suggestions here.
Well, thank you. I do have a comment. I want to thank Olaf and Marika for pulling this together. And to kind of pick up on something Olaf said, I think he's right. It looks complicated, although I think they have usefully kind of tried to reduce it, right, to drill down to the key points. I guess what my question is for all of us as a group, because I'm just thinking out loud, how is it that we want to present this material to our respective communities? Because, we have some options. We could either present it as is and invite colleagues to help us fill in the answers and fill in the chart, or we tackle this or try to and try to do draft responses. I'm just mulling over how we present all of this material. The charter will go out now, I understand that, but obviously, our goal, I think, is to have a fairly good face-to-face in Singapore, yes, that would focus on this work. To draw, quite honestly, we need to draw more people in, and I think we need to sort of attract a broader interest in both of our communities to actually do the work. This is an enormous amount of work. And so I'm just curious, I wanted to throw that out there so that we can cast our minds ahead, because I think it's actually only a scant 5 weeks from now. And maybe we don't resolve this today on this call. I just wanted to make sure that we figured out visually, I think it's useful, but it also can be very overwhelming.
Thanks, Suzanne. I know Manal is in the queue. I've put myself in the queue with some thoughts on this afterwards, but I think Marika responded directly. So maybe, Marika, if you do want to respond specifically to Suzanne, then come in, and then we'll go to Manal.
Yeah, this is Marika. I can maybe talk about, I think, what the staff intention was, or I think our expectation in relation to the document, that it would actually indeed be for this group to work through these questions, and that the actual, that this would basically document the conversations, which would then result in an end recommendation by this group to the GAC and the GNSO for consideration, but that this would serve as the kind of document or explain the thinking of this group in coming to those recommendations. At least I think that was from a staff perspective, our thinking behind developing this document and the way it's laid out, so it can as well be updated as conversations progress and information can be added, and indeed like tracking our conversations and thinking.
Thanks, Marika. Let me go straight to you next, Manala.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thanks, Marika, and all of for pulling this together. I was just going to suggest that we actually follow the steps that Olof was describing. I believe we need to try to answer both questions that are listed in the document, and we can take them over email. I mean, we don't have to be editing in the document. We can try to answer those over email, and then we can reflect this into the document, and then start working through the table, the metrics that's on page 2. I fully agree with Suzanne that we have to take this back again to our respective groups. But I also think we have to really brainstorm and have some consensus to present at Singapore. So I think we have to go through the exercise, see where we agree and where we need to seek more input, and in all cases present everything in Singapore. I mean, even if we are going to be more for one option versus the other, I believe we still need to highlight that we have investigated those options and we came up with such pros and cons, and we concluded that this might be the best way to go. But again, I think we need to present the whole thing. Thank you.
Thanks both. I'm Marika, well, Suzanne, for your question and thoughts from Marika and Manal. I mean, I guess my input on this, I put myself in the queue, is a couple of thoughts, really. First of all, we are running an open email list and recorded conference calls. So to the extent that any member of either the GAC and or the GNSO wants to track our work, it's transparent to them. And maybe that highlights that we should just, in updating our respective organizations, make it clear that there is visibility of anything that's going on. That said, I think my thinking certainly and is all my, I guess my assumption rather than even my thinking, was that we would work through this ourselves. We specifically didn't call ourselves a working group because of the connotations of procedure that would imply. But in essence, I expect that the work is for us to perform at the first iteration. I'm not saying we go away and do it and come back with a fait accompli, but I'm definitely in the camp that says we need to iterate through this, you know, one or two or three times, whatever is necessary, to try and chew it over properly so that we can make some recommendations which are then palatable to the GAC and the GNSO or not, but we should have given it some reasonable work first before we expose it formally, other than by our organizations observing our work, before we expose it as a form of recommendation or for discussion, which, yeah, so that's my two cents worth, as it were, Suzanne. So I think we've got some work to do in the interim before we formally share it. I'll just note that you've put a checkbox, Anna and Manal, there. So it seems like that's our sort of, if you like, to some extent, common intent. But, you know, Suzanne, please come back in if that doesn't meet with your expectations or if there's more to be said. Other than that, I think it sounds like we've got reasonable support or common understanding of that way of working. Thanks, Suzanne. I'll note your check mark as well. So we are relatively clear and on common ground there, which is good news. So I don't think there's a whole lot more to be said about this now. It's incumbent on us to get on with trying to answer this and begin to populate the table. And from memory, I think Manal and I are the pen holders on this particular work stream. So we've got to, it'll be our job to start to work with you, to the rest of the group, to start to populate this. Our first sort of formal bullet under this section is really what's been another document that's been helpfully prepared by Marika and Olaf, is a first draft of a community request form for financial support, travel support, to be clear, not financial support, for financial to support the travel of a liaison from the GNSO to the GAC, what we originally called a so-called reverse liaison in historic GAC terminology. And this is a document that's been prepared as part of a formal submission into the ICANN budgeting process, for which there is a deadline. And the intention here is that this doesn't preempt the output of this work group, but actually simply anticipates one outcome, and in the event that the outcome is for such a liaison, it would be a shame if the outcome was for that and we hadn't taken the precaution of applying for it to be funded. So that's the motivation here. I'll open it up for any comment or question on that. Personally, I've read it, and the document seems to read well and cover the requirements. It may need... We have got to March 7th, which is reasonable time, but Manal, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thanks again, Marika and Olaf. I don't have any comments on the document per se, but I would like to know whether it is possible, or maybe we need to check if it is possible, if the request is approved, can it be effective a couple of weeks earlier, just to see whether we could cover the London meeting, or does it have to start with the fiscal year, which starts in July?
Marika, please go ahead. I see your hand is up in response to this point.
This is Marika. This request specifically relates to the FY15 budget, so I don't think we can adjust it here. But as I said as well in my email, I think if there is a agreement amongst the group that there would be a need or request for having someone funded to attend the London meeting, Olaf and I can work internally to see if we can secure such funding. And of course, no guarantee, but I think if there's a request from both the chairs of this group and a common agreement that that's the way forward, and I'm quite hopeful that we should be able to find some funds to cover that. So I think that's something we can take up as we get closer or get nearer to an agreement on whether this is the way that the group wants to pursue the engagement function.
Thanks, Marika. Suzanne, your hand is up next.
Yes, thank you. And this may be an inopportune moment to raise this question, so apologies, bear with me. I think it's a great idea. I think it's important, and thank you to Marika and Olaf for being mindful of these deadlines so that we could meet them. I just had a thought that as we were sort of agreeing that this is a good idea on, for the GNSO liaison to the GAC, it strikes me that on the GAC side, I believe we will be spending quite a bit of time ourselves in Singapore on GAC working methods, covering a variety of issues. One of them, or at least it's something I have been pondering to put out on the GAC list, is a suggestion that we, the GAC, revisit a practice that we stopped a long time ago of issue-driven working groups, so that there are smaller groups of GAC members paying more attention and engaging on issues a little more routinely and then reporting back. And so I'm wondering, in the interest of balance, or in case somebody on the GAC side picks up on this, is there a need, and I can certainly check this with Heather Dryden, with the GAC chair, is there a need to signal to ICANN that we may also, in the event that we actually do sort of get this off the ground, that there is a counterpart sort of understanding that if we have a country, particularly a developing country, that is willing to actually take on leading a specific engagement with the GNSO, do we need to ask for funding for that GAC member, or do we just assume that we'll get it through our normal channels? I'm sorry if this sounds garbled. This is literally just a thought as I'm talking out loud.
Well, Suzanne, I will just take advantage of my position as chair of this group and just chip in here that at least as far as I understand things from the GNSO point of view, there is an opening for a GAC liaison to the GNSO Council. But to the extent that you are referring to that as a possible additional mechanism for regular engagement, that vacancy, if you like, exists. I'm not speaking to how that would be funded, but simply from a GNSO perspective, I can give you that answer. Now, I know Manal is in the queue, but I think Olaf also specifically put up his hand in response. So, Olaf, if you are responding directly to Suzanne, then please go ahead. If not, we'll defer to Manal.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, indeed. I mean, we do have the particular support program for a maximum of 30 participants from primarily then, well, primarily it is for LDC countries and small Iceland, island states and the like, those who are in need of travel support to within the GAC to get them to ICANN meetings. So the way you phrase the question, Suzanne, I think it is covered by the provisions we have already. Well, at least to some degree. I mean, it's maximized to 30 at the time being, but well, if they're for other purposes and for other members, well, then we would have to review that and perhaps also file another community budget request.
Thanks a lot, Manal.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Actually, I'm mindful of what Suzanne is saying, and I believe this is going to take some discussions, internal discussions even within the GAC. I believe and I truly understand that it is going to be a very short notice for anything in Singapore, but I was trying to investigate what mechanisms are at hand and whether London is going to be feasible or not, because I believe if we're trying a pilot, I think the last meeting of the year might be a bit late, because again, this should feed into the work we're doing, so we want to get to progress. I have to say that Olaf has already wrote this request form to the attention of Heather, and I was planning that we also bring it to the attention of the full GAC membership along with the charter as soon as we, as a group here, agree to both documents. And I believe, as Suzanne said, this is going to be discussed even further within the GAC.
Okay, so thanks, Manal. What I understand, and I'll just test my understanding with you on the call now, is that we are going to do a couple of things. We have this draft of the community request form. It is with the group, and I think we should probably put a deadline on agreeing it, providing there doesn't seem to be any objection to making this application for funding. So for the moment, assuming that there is no objection to doing so, it's really about making sure that the text adequately and accurately represents the intention. So I think I would suggest that we put a deadline of the end of this week onto it, and thereafter nail that down. And I don't know then how whether we then simply, I guess with the support of Manal, I guess I want to check with you. My thought is that we would then simply submit that to ICANN and communicate it to the GAC and the GNSO. But are you suggesting that we hold off from submission to of the budget request, given that we do have the time, I suppose, for a couple of weeks in case there is any other feedback or comment, or is it your suggestion that we simply communicate that this is what we have done?
Actually, I don't think it incurs any obligations, so I'm not going to suggest that we hold it until the GAC discusses. But I believe at least Heather needs to know and agree beforehand, because at the end she's the one who's gonna co-submit this, if I may. And again, if we get some feedback from the GAC, I believe we can still see how this is going to be reflected. I mean, I understand this is not casting in stone, so
yeah.
I don't.
Thanks, Fanal. That's a very good point. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead if I have stopped you saying something.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, unless other colleagues from the GAC see otherwise. So.
Okay, there's a couple of hands up, but certainly I concur wholeheartedly with you that we must hear from Heather first before we submit it. But subject to that, I think we're on the same page. Mikey and then Olaf.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's Mikey. I'm going to revert back to the days when I was the controller of a multi-billion-dollar university and in charge of the budget process, and my thought would be that since this is a request for budget that's coming from the GAC and the GNSO, we as a working group or a drafting team or whatever we are don't have a lot of authority. We should get this document to the budget committees of those two organizations as quickly as we can so that if there's a budget committee for the GNSO and if there's a budget committee for the GAC, they can make whatever priority choices this might represent and include it through that process. I'm a little uncomfortable with us as a sort of informal drafting team directly submitting budget requests. It seems like there needs to be a step in the middle, unless I'm confused here. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a good point, Mikey. Let's just hear from Olaf, and then I'll put myself in the queue to respond with my thoughts on that.
Thanks, Johan. Jonathan, is Olaf here. And just to follow up on what Manal said, of course, we need Heather's assent to this. And I've transmitted it to her. I know she's traveling, getting back today. So I'm confident we will get feedback in time from her. If there would be any changes, I'll, of course, forward them to the list immediately. But so it's on her table, and I'll follow up on that.
Thanks, Olaf. And you'll note, Mikey and others in the chat, then, that Marika has directed us to the fact that this is a community request form for a budget item, and she's provided a link to that community request. So providing, I take your point, Mikey, on a procedure, but I must say for an item of this size and given the process at present, I don't feel uncomfortable providing it has been seen by and supported by Heather and or properly communicated in the GNSO. Marika, your comment?
Yeah, this is Marika. This is maybe just to add on what I posted in the chat, just to really clarify what this is. This is not, you know, there's currently no process whereby indeed communities come up with a long wish list and that's allocated to a certain budget. This specifically relates to community special requests, as I think as they have been referred to. I think in the last round and the round before, or the budget before, there was a certain amount that was made available for allocation to specific community requests made by chairs of the different SOs and ACs. So I think that's, in that context, this request needs to be seen. It's basically, you know, there's a specific procedure in place. You know, I think the document you can find on the link I send you that basically goes over how these requests are being evaluated, what the process is for that. You know, obviously, you know, different groups may make different requests, but there's a specific procedure in place. It's not a question, I think, of prioritization within, you know, GENESO or GAC on, you know, allocating the funding, but it's a more complicated process that's done, I think, with the staff evaluation involved there. So I just wanted to clarify that and provide you with a link to the relevant information.
Okay, thanks for that input, Marika, and thanks for your question, Mikey, and others on this topic. I propose we deal with this by discussion on the substance of the application, if there are any questions, and indeed it says further comment, having had this discussion on process on the list, with an intended deadline, as I suggested, of the end of this week, to hand it back to staff or whatever the appropriate mechanism for a submission is. Who would normally submit this then, Marika? I guess if it's a community request, it should come from the relevant community. So this, in this instance, will be a request from myself and Heather as the respective community requesters, which is why it needs to have been reviewed in that way.
Yeah, this is Marika. I actually checked the procedure, and it doesn't specify that you actually have to submit it. So I think there is, you know, it would be appropriate for all of them and I to submit it with you and Heather in copy, of course, provided that both of you agree with that submission, or indeed you submit it directly to the address that's provided at the top. So that's something we can, I think, arrange, provided there are no further comments on this.
Okay. Right. Well, let's move on with that then. And then the next item under item two is, this is a point that from recollection was something which Mark Carvel raised, but it may have been someone else. I may be inaccurately recalling this. And this question is relates to a track of work or probably something underneath this day-to-day work track, which just says, this group's work is work in progress, is there anything in the interim that we should be doing? Now, I think we've implicitly highlighted one item, and that is an ad hoc budget request, potentially, for, if we get to that point, for funding of a liaison to attend the London meeting. But there may be some other areas that we should do. Now, I don't know if anyone's got any suggestions as to how we handle this. It's quite possible that this is just handled as just a discussion item, an ongoing discussion item on our list. Mikey, I see your hand is up.
Sorry, Jonathan. I didn't mean to cut you off. This is Mikey. So if you were continuing on, by all means, come finish. I just stuck my hand up because I've got an idea.
I'm happy that you know, just saying that I was just trying to introduce it and make sure that we're aware that was one possibility. But no, you didn't cut me off, so please go ahead.
Okay. I started a thread on the list just before the call that might fall in this category, and that is that we've got some working groups in various stages, and I see that Marika chimed in on that same topic, that we could start trying some things out on right away. I was mostly responding to Anna's point, which is, and I agree, it would be nice to get some things started. And it may be some tentative early trial steps in terms of some of these working groups that are asking for comments and so on would be something we could put into this category. I wasn't sure about that.
Thanks, Mike. I see Anna is supportive of that by virtue of her support in the chat. I mean, I suppose there's one thing that we shouldn't underestimate and under-acknowledge, if you like. The fact is, we are doing the work within this group. Now, I understand that's not specifically on specific policy items, but I think in answering what are we doing in the interim, we should bear in mind, all of us, that we're doing this consultation group. We certainly have in our minds that we may want to apply for ad hoc funding for liaison to London. And now, Mikey, you together with Anna effectively are setting up the thought that we might get interaction with existing working groups, and in so doing allow, you know, assuming for a moment that it would be a GAC member participating in one or more working groups, cut our teeth on some of these elements of interaction. So, I mean, my thought here, and I'll look for your input, I see Marika's hand is up, is that this is something of an ongoing nature. I don't feel a need to conclude under this item, right, well, we do A, B, and C, but I think we potentially collectively retain an open mind to trials and trying out different ways of working and, frankly, reminding each other probably of some of the existing mechanisms by which we can work together as well. Marika, your hand is up.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to comment on what you're already noting, indeed, that we, I think already, and then something I wanted to convey as well in the messages I sent to the list, is that we already see different ways in which at least GNSO working groups try to reach out and get input. I mean, talking about, you know, GAC participation in working group, we actually, you know, Gemma here on the call, she's a very active participant on the privacy and proxy accreditation working group, which I think is really valuable that even though, you know, she's not representing the GAC or providing a GAC position, at least it means a government perspective is provided to the working group, which helps the group in its deliberations and understand, you know, specific perspectives that governments may have. Of course, it doesn't take away that it would be still really helpful to get, you know, additional input or you know, a GAC position even on some of the charter questions. Similarly, for the translation and transliteration working group, you know, they recognize as well that, you know, there may be certain countries that have specific expertise in this area. So they decided as well that in addition to reaching out to, you know, the GAC as a whole, that they, you know, approach some of the individual members of which they knew they probably would have certain expertise or views on the topic, and try to get individual input. Again, you know, very clearly stating that anything you provide us with, we understand that that's not a GAC position, but it's individual, you know, government input or feedback which we will take as that. And I think at least from, you know, coming from the GNSO working group perspective, I think that's immensely valuable because at least it means that, you know, some perspective or certain government perspective is considered and available for the group to consider, even though, you know, that may not mean that that view is shared with all governments. And as such, I think, you know, having any kind of, even if it's, you know, an official GAC position or if there's a way of basically sharing with working groups, like, these are some of the different perspectives GAC members have shared in response to your request, I think already that would be incredibly helpful. But again, I think it's something really for the GAC to consider, you know, what you feel comfortable with and, you know, in which ways you can provide input or how you want to label it or share that. But I think at least from a GNSO perspective, anything they can get their hands on, I think, will be helpful, in especially early on in the process, in understanding some of the sensitivities or some of the elements they may need to take into account as they work through the process.
Great. Thanks, Marika. And we have, been, since your hand went up, we've now got Suzanne and followed by Manal in the queue. So go ahead, Suzanne.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you, Marika, for reminding us of some of these ongoing, or as Mikey's putting, some of the newer ones, and as well as reminding us of the overture to the GAC on privacy and proxy. I'm very glad to hear that at least one GAC member is actively sort of commenting on it. But this to me is one of the issues that, in fact, this joint group is trying to tackle. The fact of the simple act of an overture is not getting enough attention on our side. So that is our issue. I mean, I think I'm happy to sort of have the GAC fully own that. The issue then becomes the next stage of the issue is, even if you can attract the interest of some individual GAC members, which I know is beneficial, that still doesn't get us to where we ultimately want to go, yes, which is getting GAC as GAC input into GNSO policy development procedures. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm beating this, you know, the wrong way. I think it's given me, at least, I think, more to think about that we need to take to the broader GAC. Because I can guarantee you, when countries do appreciate that privacy proxy, this issue is working its way through the GNSO, there will be many, many more people around that table waking up. This is a very sensitive issue. It's a high, high priority in many, many, many countries. Now, the fact that people aren't sort of responding to an overture about a charter does not surprise me. I know it's disappointing on your side. I'm going to go ahead and sort of attribute that to you, and not in a negative way. I mean in a positive way. So this, to me, is a prime example of what we are trying to overcome. So I do think it's useful for us to be reminded that this is already built into to the process. To me, it highlights the fact that the problem is, yes, it is built in, but it is not triggering the desired result. Now, please disagree with me if you all think I'm crazy. I just think this is, to me, this is a warning bell, and that is what I thought we were tackling. This is not enough.
Yes, Suzanne, if I may, in a comment from the chair, one quick comment and then a reminder. I mean, certainly, from my perspective, that's an appropriate and timely reminder of the subject of this working group, and I hear and understand exactly the point you've made. Second, just a reminder that in this particular point right now, all we are focusing in on is whether there are any interim measures, and I understand exactly why you respond in the way you do, because we could protect by saying, well, in the interim, we do what we've always done. And you're saying, well, that's a problem, and I get it. But just to remind you that we aren't in any way as a consultation group and doing the work that we're doing here saying that the current solution is satisfactory, just simply under this bullet point exploring what interim measures could be in place and might be discussed. I think that's important because your point is well taken by me at least on the work that this group needs to do to deal with the way things may not be working at this stage. Manal, and then Mikey.
If Mikey was going to respond directly to Suzanne, I can defer my intervention.
this is Mikey. I was going to refine something just a bit, but no, it wasn't direct to Susanna. Go ahead, Manal.
Okay, thank you. I was, frankly, at the beginning, I was not in favor of having a third work track that would look into yet an interim solution. I mean, if we concentrate our efforts to the ultimate solution, I believe it would be more efficient. In the meantime, I think we should be benefiting from our discussions in progressing the current interaction between the GAC and the GNSO. And I thought maybe we can see what from our discussions could be implemented as early as now, which might be considered as an interim solution that leads us ultimately to the final setup that we would like to see. So I'm not very sure what exactly this in practice would mean, but I thought maybe I like the idea Mikey proposed, but how are we going to implement it in practice? Might be a bit challenging, but again, worth a try, like. Thanks,
Manal. Mikey, your hand is up next.
Thanks, Jonathan. And let me sort of build on Manal's point and the conversation that Gemma and I had in the chat. It seems to me that there are two kinds of participation, and one is much easier than the other. The one kind of participation in a working group comes in the form of a comment, which is a fairly short duration task that a drafting team can knock out very quickly and then stop. Those comments are incredibly valuable to the working group, especially early in the process. And they're relatively easy to prepare. A much harder kind of interaction, which is also extremely valuable but is much harder work, is the kind of thing that Gemma is doing and others, where there's actual participation in the working group every week for a year, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that's a much higher level of participation and commitment. And I think that in terms of the interim things, we in the U.S. sometimes call that low-hanging fruit. I think comments is more suitable to the things that we could do quickly and informally in the interim. Whereas working our way through the whole issue of how do people participate, that's probably a taller order, and I tend to agree with Manal. It may distract us from our work, but if we could trigger a few comments from the GNSO in the interim while we're working, I think that would be great for working groups and also great for us in learning some things for the work that we're doing. So there's my thought. Thanks,
Mike. It's Jonathan. You just said comments from the GNSO. I think I understood you to mean comments from the GAC.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right.
Making sure for the record that was your intention. Yeah, personally, I put my hand up, and I see Marika's, just to highlight Marika's suggestion that this is potentially that flagging one or more key work of working groups in the GAC-GNSO meeting may be one of the interim or practical measure we could take. In other words, I think there's a sort of implicit assumption that when the GAC meets with the GNSO in Singapore at our next meeting, our agenda is likely to be dominated by a report back from this working group. However, it is also likely, I guess, that this working group will influence the agenda of that joint meeting. And maybe one thing we could do is try and highlight one or more work of working groups that we think the GAC might like to pay particular attention to. And that's not exclusive to Mikey's point, that they could then potentially comment on. So it seems like there is something to be done on, you know, constructive suggestions for interim engagement that might come out of the work of this working group without it needing to be a full sort of third work stream, if you like. I think my sense is that we could keep it at a level of an email thread, perhaps even a standing topic on our regular meetings, and just keep the kettle boiling that way. So that's my kind of suggestion, I guess. And let me see. And Suzanne is I think, supportive of that. And yeah, okay, so that's a possibility. Suzanne recognizes that as a possibility. Okay, great. So I think there's potentially a way we can chart through this, which is keeping this as an active agenda item without necessarily spawning a whole new third work stream when we clearly, being frank, are you know, two work streams is probably enough for all of us for the moment. So that's my sense. And I see a nice little array of green ticks in the chat room. So thanks very much. That's helpful. All right, let's try and close off this item then, because we've got a couple more items and only 10 minutes more on the call that we want to try and cover off. Our next item then is to just touch on the second major work track, which is the PDP work track, for which we have a working document now, which combines from memory a Word and PowerPoint, you know, graphical and text-based analysis. And I guess it's really just I'm not sure we can do specific work on this, but it's flagged as clearly one of our key work tracks. And maybe here is an opportunity for either any comment, if there's been any progress made since our last meeting, or any comments on the content or structure of this work stream. So I think this is one led by, from memory, Suzanne and Mikey. And if either of you guys would like to make any comment, please go ahead. Mikey, I see your hand is up, and you seem to have morphed into a presenter, so that may be that we're about to hear even more than just a comment from you. Please go ahead, Mikey.
This is Mikey. I think it's Marika reading my mind again and knowing that I'd like to turn the slides for you. One of the things that Suzanne and I agreed on is that the original attempt that I made to combine the Word document and the PowerPoint document resulted in something that was overwhelming. It was over 30 pages long. And so we've just very recently come up with an extremely shortened version that's only 3 pages long. And I just want to give you a really quick overview of it, and then hand it back to you, Jonathan. So we have three pictures. The first picture is a new version of the process in which what we've done is basically divided that same process into four phases. And what we're really thinking is that rather than focusing at the 12 steps or whatever it is that are all the way around the outside, that's too hard. That's too detailed, and we may never dig our way out of that work. And so we're going to focus more on four phases, and so that's just an introduction to that idea. I see my co-chair's hand up, so I'll stop and let Suzanne talk.
Oh, no. I wasn't trying to do that. I was going to follow in after you completed and to say all sorts of fabulous things about you. So
cool. I love that part. Okay, well, so the next page is gets to, it's the same picture, clearly. And this one is focusing primarily on the comment thread. Remember I talked about participation and comment. And it's sort of saying, look, our current situation is fine. The GAC comments on the GNSO, but it does it fairly late in the process. And what we would like to do is strive to move that comment-type participation earlier. And so that's all that's trying to highlight. Our thought is that, you know, these two slides could be used in a presentation in Singapore and not overwhelm people. And so this is a fairly simple idea. And then the last slide is just beginning to brainstorm some things that we could do that we could recommend, mostly around the topic of comments. Again, the thought being that we may come back with yet another one about participation, but as I said a minute ago, that's a little bit more complicated, and so that's sort of the state of our thinking. So with that, I'll hand it over to my co-chair and then open it up to all.
Thank you. Jonathan, Manal, may I go ahead and chime in?
Please go ahead, Suzanne. I was expecting you to. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, thank you, Mikey. And just to explain to the group, and I think Mikey has done an amazing job, but, you know, it's funny. We had a good conversation yesterday, he and I, going through the much longer deck. And I actually think the longer deck is good for us as a project team. What are we calling ourselves, by the way? Are we a project or a task force or what? Well, anyway, somebody can tell me later. But for us as a group, as a working group, it's not bad to have the longer slide deck and to have all of the questions, the very detailed questions presented that way. We were trying to look ahead to Singapore and wanted to address the fear that we had that the longer slide deck was going to be indigestible. I mean, we wouldn't be able to make any headway. People would also probably run screaming from the room because it just looks, you know, so complicated, et cetera. So I want to really give Mikey enormous credit for figuring this out, how to reduce this down to the three pages in a very, very short time to make it, I think, a more manageable approach for Singapore. And in the interim, I think he and I are still going to, you know, tackle some of these, the questions that are raised in the longer slide deck. So I just wanted to chime in and applaud Mikey's efforts because I could not have done it.
Thanks, Suzanne. And personally, I'm more than happy to second that as well. I mean, I think it's, I mean, that's a very digestible format, those couple of slides. So I agree. It's very useful to indicate what's going on. But now I see your hand is up.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan, and thanks, Suzanne and Mikey, of course. I mean, I was so excited to know that we are down to three slides. And with Singapore in mind, this is very promising. But I would like also to to know how are we going to provide feedback or answers to the questions that were included in the older version. I mean, are we going to group them and discuss them, each group of questions that relate, for example, to a certain phase at a time, or and how are we going to reflect this in the current document?
Mikey, I sense that you might, I know Marika's hand is up, but I sense you might want to respond directly to Manal's question. So if that is the case, please go ahead. If not, please defer to Marika.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yes, I was actually thinking that what we might do, this is a fairly fast-moving document between Suzanne and me, and we want to get it to the place where others can participate, but we found that the first one was so big that we couldn't even figure it out, never mind asking you to. I'm quite taken with the format that Olaf and Marika have come up with as the second page of their document, where the choices are arrayed across the top, and then there's a series of questions that we need to ask about each choice. And my idea is to work on this list a bit more and then build a similar document to the one that Marika built and put these across the top and then have us as a group work through the answers. So that way our work stream would be very parallel. And at the end of the day, we would have basically two documents that looked a lot alike that would document our conversation about that. So that's my thought at the moment.
Sounds sensible, Mikey. Let's defer to Marika, who's next in the in line.
Yeah, this is Marika. I had a similar question as Manal, and actually Mikey's response triggered me to comment on, because that is actually, I think, what the outset was of the original document, where indeed you had the table and where we tried to identify the questions. So the thinking behind that was that we would first focus on what does currently exist and why doesn't that work, and from there be able to say, okay, if we've indeed established that those options don't work, or even the current format don't work, or we haven't been able to identify how we can actually modify the existing options to make them work, let's then start thinking about what other mechanisms do we need to think about. I mean, I like the slide deck. I think indeed for presentation purposes, I think it's you know, bringing that to the whole GAC and the GNSO, I think, will make it easier to understand, you know, what we're thinking about and you know, some of the things we're touching upon. But I think we still need, as a group, to go, you know, this smaller group, to go through the exercise of looking at all those existing engagement opportunities at the moment, how those are being enacted, and establish why they don't work, so we can actually work through, you know, what will work or how we can make it work in the future. And I'm hoping as well that some, I know, you know, Mikey and Suzanne have been having conversations, but I'm hoping that some of those conversations will also take place in the, you know, the broader group, because I think several of us have been, you know, active participants in, you know, from the GNSO side and others from the GAC side, so we can really think through as a group on how to make that work and come up with, you know, ideas and you know, hopefully in the end recommendations that, and also can go back to the larger groups for consideration.
Thanks, Marika. And mindful of the fact that we've hit the top of the hour, I mean, I think that that sort of segues us very neatly into this expectations from both work tracks for the following call. And my sense is that we've kind of come to that by virtue of the fact that what we're saying is we're likely to end up with some similar tables of record of a series of questions. And it seems to me that our objective should be to now start to populate those tables with initial answers. And so it seems like we've sort of naturally come to that answer. And I think we should set ourselves the target, I don't want to say of a specific percentage complete or anything like that, but I think we should make a decent go of populating those two tables, recording the questions and providing some of the draft answers on our two work streams. So that's my suggestion. It seems that that's where we've come to naturally anyway. don't know if anyone would like to make any comment. And as I say, mindful of the time, there's that. There's a note of the next call. I see a couple of check marks coming up in the chat room, which is great. And I think I should also, mindful of the time, recognize that there may be additional comments under any other business. So let me open it up to either comments on that last point, which is our expectations for the work in the interim, and or AOB. Great. I see many of you, if not all of you, have check marked and in support of what I suggested. So that looks like we have a plan of sorts. Let me just pause for one moment in case anyone would like to make any last comments or remind me that we've forgotten or missed something. Look, I think that's great, and it seems like, you know, we've got some very nice material, which frankly helps me feel confident as we head towards Singapore that we will be able to explain ourselves. We've clearly got some work to do in the meantime, but there's good prospect of making progress there. That seems to me to have been a very constructive meeting, and so I guess it's up to me to thank all of you for participation, and in particular to note the contributions of various sorts that have gone into this, because it seems like we are really making a pretty balanced effort. We all seem to be participating, so that's great news. Thanks, everyone. I think we'll call that a wrap at this stage, and so we'll be on the call in 2 weeks' time. And just a final reminder that we need to work together in the meantime on list and between one another if necessary.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.